This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. We're back, and thanks for joining us. We're so glad you're all here with us.
We've been having so much fun doing this podcast, haven't we, Kath?
Oh, blast.
And the best part is that the questions are flooding in. I just love it. We get so excited to listen and then read them all and get to talk about it.
It's really super. We love that. We're going to get into some of those in just a little bit. But first, unless y'all have been living under a rock or at the bottom of the ocean, you've probably seen it in the news that Gary and Teresa have decided to divorce and go their separate ways. Mm. And I thought, Susan, you and I could talk about it a little bit first.
Absolutely.
So, I want to give you some of my thoughts. I feel that these two did something very different than most people do. They met in public, they dated in public, they got engaged in public, they got married in public, and they're now getting divorced in public. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was dating, I did not date, get married, or anything else in front of 11 million people. And I think that is really got to be tough. And so for me, that's the elephant in the room. We all feel like we want to know more, we should know more, they owe us more. But I'm kind of with Ben Higgins on this. Do we really have a right to know more? You know, I don't think so. I think that what they did had to be so hard publicly, to do it all publicly. And, you know, for that, I admire their courage. What about you, Susan? What do you think?
Honestly, Kathy, we watched them fall in love. And I cannot deny that that wasn't real. I believe it was real. And they got caught up in a moment. Who are we to judge anybody out there. Who right. are we to judge? As I made a statement a couple days ago, it's about being kind. Yes, I know the public, everybody was disappointed. We all are. But they have their reasons, and that's their privacy. If it right. didn't work out, it didn't work out. What my problem is people that are not kind about it. The things that they're saying. I said, just imagine if it was your daughter or right. your mother. Would you like to read those things?
Right.
You know, Teresa put a statement out saying thank you to all the people that are being kind to her. Gary is away right now, and I don't blame him. He probably needs some closure,
right.
you know, just some quiet time.
Right.
But the things that they're saying about Gary, who are we to know this?
And
you're
assuming
things.
That's exactly right. And I think it's difficult because we lived this romance with them. But they deserve the respect and the peace to try to heal. And mm-hmm. I know when you and I've talked about at the wedding, I mean, we were sitting there crying, watching them, and we were just so happy. And quite honestly, you and I both were envious that they had fallen in love. And, you know, I don't know, people can't see, but I have a sweater on that says, C'est la vie. And that's life. You know, this is life, and it's not always pretty. And it doesn't always end the way we want it to. We all believe in fairy tales. We all believe in, you know, Cinderella and all of those things. But life is not always a fairy tale.
It definitely isn't. And I think they went in the moment with the way they were feeling. And it was a big TV wedding. It was the most beautiful wedding I've ever been to. And some things just didn't work out. So I think everybody give them a break.
Yeah,
let
grace.
Them live yeah. their lives
yeah.
and move on from this.
Besides, and let's just wish them well.
Not too much time from now, we're going to be hearing about a Golden Bachelorette, so we get to do it all over again. And I hope everybody out there is excited about this show coming as we are.
Because, Susan, we've talked about this. We believe in the show. We believe in finding love. And okay, it didn't work out this time, but you know, hopefully the next time it will, and hopefully you and I will still find love, which actually brings us to the topic of the day.
Oh
so
boy.
Here we go.
Okay.
But we've talked a lot about wanting to find someone to spend the rest of our lives with, but as we get older, it's not always easy. In what ways do you think it's harder to find love in your golden years?
I think because we know exactly what it is that we need and want in our lives, and we're not settling and having to go through. At this stage of the game, you don't have time to iron out the little things. You know what you need and what you like, and vice versa. Well, they know what they want. And if you meet a match, which I hope we do.
I totally agree with you. I think, I mean, we just lived it with Gary and Teresa. You know, we don't know all their reasons, but one of their reasons is one that I would have. You and I, Gary and Teresa, have families. They have grandchildren and children. And it's not easy to pick up and leave. To leave your friends and your family and your support system. So I think for me, that's one reason that it's harder to find love in the golden years.
Do you think you should have that conversation? Although they did have that conversation. But seriously, where do you live? Where do you want to live? That's something that you should talk about.
Right. And I do think that it's one of those things, you know, I might be willing to spend 6 months on the beach in Malibu. I think I'd be willing to do that. And 6 months in Austin, Texas. I think I could buy into that, but not everybody is willing to do that. And I think that's the biggest issue for me, but I think you hit on another really important one, which is we're not going to settle. We have raised our families. We have had our careers, and we know what we want, and we're going to get it, or you and I are going to spend a lot of time together, Susan.
Well, just like we talk about on other episodes, didn't we discuss the fact that it's not what we used to look for. We look for something totally different when you get to this age.
That's right.
You know, your best friend, somebody, like you said, you don't want a used to guy, you know, and somebody that you want to do things
with. Susan, I'm going to put that on my tombstone. I died without a used to guy.
I don't want a tombstone. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, whatever. When they
ashes
send me,
to ashes.
Okay. When the fish are eating me, they're going to be, that's what's going to be.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So we do have some great questions today.
Oh, let's get into it.
Okay, question number one. Victoria says, first of all, ladies, I love y'all's show. Thank you. It has been so good to hear from you guys each week. My question is not about love specifically. I hope that is okay. Okay. I am graduating from medical school shortly and will be starting a new job soon. I am recently engaged in planning a wedding. Wow, that's a lot. I used to be so gung-ho about my career path that I have chosen. However, since meeting my fiance and talking with him about having kids, I have a newfound desire to be a stay-at-home mom or at least work only part-time. I worry I would feel guilty throwing away my education And like I took a spot from someone else who wouldn't have decided to stay home. My fiance is well aware of my desires, but I wanted to see what you guys' opinions of the situation. Again, I love the show. Wow,
Victoria, that's a lot.
Okay, I feel like she's in a moment right now.
Yep.
I'm hoping that she digests and breathes and don't waste your career.
Well, I have a little bit different take on it. I think obviously medical school is, you know, a lot of years and residency and the whole nine yards. But what struck me in this question is exactly what you just said. She's putting sort of the cart before the horse. Mm. She's not married yet. She doesn't have children yet. Get into your career. There's lots of options open to you, Victoria. You're not throwing away your education. Doctors can work part-time. You might find a great nanny. I think you're probably feeling a little overwhelmed right now.
Well, it's like I said, she's in that moment. She's excited. Yeah. She wants to have a baby. And I think you can do it all. I really do.
Well, I'm hoping, just selfishly, that she's majoring in geriatrics and she can become my concierge doctor. But I hope her
parents didn't pay for this education, because they're the ones that are going to say, how dare you?
Yeah, but
although they want a grandbaby too, I get it.
But do you have a problem?
I yeah. really believe that.
Would you have a problem if your daughter said to you, hey, mom, I'm getting married. I want a family. I'm going to be a part-time doctor, or, you know, a doctor that takes calls on weekends. I mean, it wouldn't bother me in the least.
No. But I wouldn't want her to throw it all away and just be a stay-at-home mom.
I wouldn't either. But I think you're right. I think she's in a moment. And yes. I think so, Victoria. Take a breath.
Just breathe.
Take a breath and visit it again after you finish school. And congratulations on your wedding.
Absolutely. And I believe you can do it all, honey.
Yep.
You can. We are women. We are powerful.
And we are strong.
You got this. Let us know how you make out.
All right. And I want to get to question number two, because it's so interesting for me. Alan writes, I believe my college-age grandson may be gay. I have no problem with this, but he has yet to discuss it with me. Should I ask or just wait? Can I take this one first,
sure.
Susan?
Go right ahead.
So as many of you may know, some of you may not know, my oldest son is gay. And I suspected he was gay at a relatively young age. So did his dad. But we waited until he came to us. And I think, just like many things in people's lives, it's their story to share. It's their life. And if they're comfortable sharing it, they will. And so, Alan, if your grandson, he may feel like, you know, you're of the older generation and you won't understand. Just give him a little bit of time. And, you know, you can drop hints if you want that whatever life you choose, I'm your grandmother and I love you, and just see what happens. But I would wait.
I think I would definitely be open. I have some things in my family as well, and I'm very open. And he knows how comfortable we all are, no matter what decision they make. So if you could just be positive and let that out without saying, are you or are you not? I mean, that I would not do. But let him know that you're fine with it, just like you said.
And I think the most important thing, and I think my son would say this, he knows... you know, he's in his early 40s now, but he knows how much his dad loved him, and he knows how much I love him. And that's the important thing here. You know, it usually comes down to love.
And there's a lot of families, Kathy, as we all know, that are non-accepting.
That's right.
And that's the fear. Like,
and he may be afraid.
People don't come out until they're comfortable. I mean, I worked with plenty of gay men that said they weren't for years and years. And when he finally came, my best friend in the whole wide world, Jeremy, and when he came to me and told me, I was like, honey, I know. I've known for 4 years. And he goes, what?
You know, it's funny. That's the same thing when my son finally came out. You know, I didn't want to be flippant, but I kind of wanted to say, isn't that like yesterday's news.
Yeah, like welcome. I'm glad you're okay now, because we all know it's okay.
We all know, and it's okay. And again, as long as you're happy and a contributing member of society, that's what his father and I care about.
And I love, Alan, that you love your grandson enough to even ask us such a question.
Exactly.
Just be open with him and tell him it's okay. Alrighty, we have question number 3 from Christy from California. And she writes, "Hi, Kathy and Susan. I in my late 50s, and I have a chronic medical condition that now slows me down. I'm sorry. This has kept me from saying yes to dates and pursuing relationships. I feel people don't want to date somebody with a chronic medical condition. I've pretty much decided I need to be single the rest of my life." Wow. How do you ladies feel about this? Honestly, I've been feeling hopeless about ever being in a relationship. I have always been active, but this has truly slowed me down.
Oh,
Christy, don't feel like that. Kathy?
I'm going to share something that Nancy from the show has shared this with both Susan and me, and she's okayed us saying this. So Nancy has diabetes, and she has had it for many years, and it's extremely well managed. And Nancy told Susan and me one time about a date that she had. She dated this guy, I think, a few times. And the second date, he told her that he didn't want to see her anymore because she had a chronic health condition and he wanted someone really healthy.
Wow.
And yeah. And Nancy, as you remember, Susan, she was devastated.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
And I guess my thought on that is, what a jerk. Let's start with that. Whoever you are out there, for doing that for Nancy, to Nancy, you're
shame
a jerk.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. But I would say that anything can happen. I mean, you can find the man of your dreams and he can turn up with cancer next month. I mean, I don't even know what that means I hate that she feels helpless and hopeless, though.
Well,
I don't like that.
What I think she's asking, like, when you meet somebody, is that the first thing that you tell them?
Well,
do you share it immediately? First of all, you have to see if there's a connection, I believe.
Right.
But before anything gets serious, it's something you should discuss.
Yeah, but I mean,
you have to give the other person the knowledge of what you are going through. It's not fair to hide something from them.
But would you do it on the first date, Susan?
No, not necessarily. I got to see how I feel about them.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess.
But having that in the back of your mind is like a burden. And I don't want you to feel you'll never find somebody. Who knows? You might find somebody with the same kind of issue. You don't know, you know, or somebody that's willing and so loving that it doesn't matter. It's about who you are, not what
and
your disease is.
Exactly. And that's what concerns me. Christy, you say that you feel like you've decided you need to be single. I don't know why you've decided that. There are so many people out there that would not judge you, but embrace you. Mm-hmm. It would be a non-starter.
That sentence reminded me of you saying, I give up. Don't give up. You never give up, ever.
And Susan, how many times have we said, and we're going to continue to say it, and so guys, if you're bored, I'm sorry. Don't give up in life. Your life is never over.
It's just beginning.
It's the
best chapter.
But we mean it. I know it sounds like we're just saying it, paying lip service, but really, don't let this slow you down, Christy. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on and get out there and enjoy life and you know, do activities and do the things that make you happy and see what comes into your life.
Kathy, have you ever been on a date and had to tell somebody something personal about yourself or your family member or something like that? That's like a person that has a child that's ill, you know, looking for a partner. You have to share these things, but you don't necessarily have gloom and doom and feel like you'll never meet anybody. There's a billion wonderful people out there with big, huge hearts.
Susan.
We just haven't found them yet.
We just need one. We just need one. Where are they?
I just need somebody that can, like, take a big personality.
Okay, well, when you find him, maybe he has a brother for this one with a big personality. I don't know. Listen, Christy.
We're all going to find love, and you have to believe in yourself and look like I'm a big universe person. It's what you put out there. They don't understand word English. It's a vibe that you have in your body. And if you have a negative vibe about having this illness, then it's always going to be negative.
I just want us both to remind Bachelor Nation out there and everyone else listening to this podcast, please be positive. Please. Gary and Teresa are struggling, as you can well imagine. Let's be positive and just show them grace.
And
again,
kindness.
I don't know. I didn't get married in front of 11 million people. So let's try to be kind, folks.
I did marry them in front of 11 million people. And when I watched them say those vows, they meant what they said. So this isn't a fake. I mean, a lot of people have different opinions. It was real. It was very, very real. And you have to admire that at 70 some years old, when reality hit and they had their discussions, that it wasn't going to work and they're not going to waste their time.
Right. Well,
you know,
and that's the last thing.
Let's go our separate ways and be happy. Yep.
And that is the other thing that I don't think people necessarily understand. Our season was a truncated season. It was a shorter season. So everyone had less time to get to know everyone. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they didn't get to see each other very much. I mean, it was really like, it was like speed dating. And maybe they regret what they did. Clearly it didn't work out. But let's just live, let them live and let live. And it's a note to self, Susan. I will never get married in front of 11 million people. Ever.
Just remember, people, please be kind.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right. So we have one more question here. This one is from Marlene. So glad you two found this platform. I think I speak for many. You have formed a friendship and bond that is infectious. Thank you for the positive energy. You're welcome.
I love that.
Looking back, are you sorry or glad that you weren't picked by Gary? Did you ever think you'd have such an impact on people our age? I'm 71. Go, Susan.
So, I would go with neither one of those. Sorry or glad? No, it was the experience that, I mean, yes, we went there to find love. And we realized, I know for myself, Gary and I were in the friend zone, and I was so grateful for that. So I was all about, as everybody knows, being happy for the ones that were getting serious with him. There are absolutely no regrets. I love the fact that we can share to the world about being positive and not being invisible and being our age and the age of possibilities.
And I 100% I agree with you. The other thing is that part of what this show has done for us, we know who we are. And so we didn't come there trying to, you know, beat everyone else up and get Gary. And I think that, again, is our wisdom and our age, that the friendships, our friendship, Susan, for any of you who may, you know, wonder if this is for real, it is totally
it's
for real.
Totally for real.
We are very good friends. And so, you know, I agree with Susan. You know, are we sorry or glad? It's neither nor. We are just glad that we had the opportunity. And this, we say this all the time too, this chapter of our life, I feel very lucky, and I know you do too, Susan, to be doing what we're doing. But it, again, it's just another example of it's never over until it's over. And
you know,
so,
Kathy, remember the saying, you'll never know. Right? You never know what's going to happen. And sometimes I believe I was put here to share kindness, to share with people, to listen to people and give them my feedback and to love.
Right. And I got to, go ahead.
Always have an open arm for anybody. I get tons of messages, and I guess they're the ones that maybe can't figure out how to send in messages. I know I've forwarded some to the company to post so that we can talk about it to them. But they're opening their hearts every single day, every day to us.
One other thing I wanted to add, I read a quote and it just resonated with me that especially at our age in life and many of the questions we get are about people of a certain age and what they should do and what can they not do. And I don't know where I read this, but it said, there's always going to be a season. You need to live the one you're in. Ooh. And I would add to that, celebrate the season you're in. Enjoy every minute. Try not to look backwards. Try not to look forward. Enjoy the moment you're in because you'll never get it back.
I do have one that I didn't send in that somebody sent to me. I don't know. Do we have time for that one?
Well, go for it. Let's see.
I'm 49 years old, been married 23 years to a wonderful man. He's romantic, thoughtful, and very good looking. I'll take him. So why is my sex drive tanking? He loves sex at least 4 times a week or more if possible, but I've been fine with once a week. He's super into me, which is great, but I'm kind of over the sex part.
I got the
once
solution.
Once a week, if possible, is all I want. I mean, I'll continue. Wait. I wish I wasn't, but it seems like a lot of work, and I'm tired from working full time. The kids are rarely home because they are 19 and 20. So in my husband's mind, it's an empty house to freely have sex in with no kids around. Ugh, I hate we aren't on the same page. If you use this on your podcast, please just call me Joe. I love it, Joe. Okay, where are you going with this one?
I got the solution for this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He needs to be a bigamist. He just needs a couple more wives. And preferably young ones.
I mean, maybe at your age, you got to tell them, honey, I want to go to part-time so I could be here for you more. Honestly, I mean, what I would suggest, go get hormones, baby doll. Go get hormones.
You feel How do you make like a hormone, Susan? Not doing
I get
that.
Bioidentical hormones, and they really, really help.
So honestly, you know, you often say this, maybe they need to spice up their life a little bit. There maybe they need to do things differently, you know, take a little weekend vacation.
Date night. Yeah.
Yeah. Date night things, you know, things do get humdrum after a while, and it takes a lot of work to keep a marriage happy, spicy, all of those things. Yes,
it's
takes
about
work.
Sex, though. He wants it more than she does. And you know what? The good news is you really are blessed because, hey, at his age, he can do it 5 times a week. I think that's wonderful.
Stop, Susan, stop being envious.
Just saying.
Susan
Just
wants saying. His number.
Don't give up. Work on it with your husband and tell him to, you know, treat you a little bit. Have him turn you on a little bit. It's not just a service doll.
Oh,
he's
got
to work for it.
Good advice. Yes. Good advice.
But thank you, Joe. And I'm sorry I didn't get to call you first. I didn't know I was going to have time for this today, but I'm glad I had it. Thanks.
We got to keep the questions coming. We've got to keep the questions coming.
I love it. And that does it for today. I know this was a quick episode, but keep those questions coming. And you can go on bachelornation.com/goldenhour to send them in. And I do know some of you out there are still struggling a little bit. Kathy and I, every week or so, put a video out. Kath, remind me, we'll do that after this.
Yep.
And teach them how to get there once again. Thank you all for joining us.
And once you are able to find it, we will help you, but please subscribe because we have episodes coming out every week. We have some great guests coming up and we have lots of wisdom to impart and some humor, which is always good.
Yes, it is. So listen to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
See you next time.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.